And we find ourselves in a situation with a snap independent review of the whole football department and the immediate resignation of our longest serving assistant coach, John Barker. We're a passionate supporter base. This club means so much to so many. We have the right to feel angry and frustrated at the moment. We fans invest a lot for this club and get very little in return. Members invest significant funds to support the clubs through memberships, gates. We invest time on the weekends, matches, public transport. We have the emotional investment. It literally dictates our mood on the weekend and for the week, and not to mention the endless ridicule we cop. This club has fallen from lofty heights. The club feels soulless at the moment. The club and the team has literally given their supporters nothing this year. No surprise wins, no real optimism. And now we've hit the perfect storm as supporters. We've been preached to all pre-season about the development of this club. We've been preached to about the importance of being patient along the journey, and most of us have adhered to this. Yet we now find ourselves 6 years into a rebuild when we were meant to be hitting our straps and we're going backwards. We're not even stagnating. Umpiring and AFL decisions have been inconsistent all year. Again, another frustration for us fans. We've won 8 out of 23 games since a convincing win over the Dogs in round 6 last year.
Hey Chris, well said. It's an emergency pod. It's a crisis pod, isn't it, at the moment? And yeah,
we weren't.
What else can we say?
Yeah, we weren't planning to go tonight, but after the events of the last 24 hours, we had to.
Yeah, and that's right, Chris. And I'd like to apologise as well. Last week, after the game, we did do a podcast after the Sydney game. We recorded 54 minutes, and when we played it back, it turns out that my microphone hadn't worked over the phone call. So we pretty much gave up a couple of hours of our time and didn't get to put anything out, which was disappointing.
And didn't help with our frustrations, that's for sure.
No, and look, to be honest, we are here tonight and I'd be speaking very similarly against the Sydney game to the West Coast game. But the big thing we said last week, which didn't get recorded, was we said we identified four big issues with the Carlton Football Club. And we identified that as being match selection or team selection each week, fitness and the injury list, the coaching staff, and player development in how we're developing some of these younger players and developing players that we're getting across from other clubs. I think those big four are now an even bigger issue this week as we go into an external review in relation to the Carlton Football Club. But before we launch into that, let's just quickly touch on the West Coast game.
Very quickly.
It was Groundhog Day. It was another 22-point loss at the same stadium. It was extremely disappointing. Red time goals, which were now 18th in the league for conceding. Dumb football. Lack of passion. Lack of strength. Lack of mental fortitude. And it was a really disappointing game. And I mean, of course it was, because we find ourselves in the firing line at the moment and the club in a bit of crisis mode. So
absolutely, it was a game where we learnt nothing and we took nothing away from it, and no surprise, all of a sudden, bang, the club has responded.
So let's not bothering with clip or clap votes.
Any of our regular sections.
West Coast game. Yeah, if you're interested in hearing about the West Coast game, yeah, you're a sadist.
You're bigger supporters than us.
It was a shocking game to watch, even as a neutral, I'd imagine. Maybe good if you're a West Coast supporter, but it was a terrible game. So let's talk about, obviously, what's been happening in the last, 24 to 48 hours.
Let's get right into it. I think it was yesterday evening. It was announced that Carlton were going to conduct an external review of the whole football department, which is massive. Fairly drastic, particularly mid-season. We've just hit the bye weekend or the halfway point of this season. This appears to have come from nowhere. It won't surprise, I guess, Carlton supporters who have been calling for something similar. All our frustrations, we've seen the issues. We saw them from the end of last year or midway through last year. some action needed to happen. We've been harping on about that. We're probably a bit surprised at how drastic it is in the timing. Not so much the timing of the announcement, but the fact that it is in season and it's significant.
Well, I mean, that's a fair thing to say about the timing because, you know, is this review, has it come too early or has it come too late? I mean, should there maybe have been an external review conducted at the end of the 2020 season when, you know, we're in a pretty similar spot, it's fair to say, or, you know, have we gone too early when we've still got a lot of football to go and we know there's going to be a lot of changes at the end of the year in terms of our president and obviously Chris Judd leaving the club. So what do you think? Do you think we've gone too early or have we gone too late or is it just right?
I think we've gone too late. And I think we've, as a result and a consequence of that, we've now had to go too hard. I think last year, the same signs were there. We could all see it. Nothing has changed now. We were frustrated. We were in a position last year where we were meant to be improving, and we played much better football for a lot of the season than we have this year. But any time we got close to making that eight or getting into the eight, we shot ourselves in the foot and had a very disappointing end to the season. The same issues are still there. We talked about it last year, the coaching, the assistant coaches. I'm pretty sure we talked about having a review last year, and I think last year would have been the perfect time for an internal review. And we'll touch on the internal versus the external shortly, but in terms of timing, I think last year was the time to do it, and I think it should have been an internal review.
So, look, I mean, I think being devil's advocate and, you know, we all, the power of hindsight's a wonderful thing. I think at the end of last year, it was disappointing. Teague hadn't coached. He still hasn't coached a lot of games. He coached 40 games for 13 wins and 23 losses. But I think probably, I think we knew that we were targeting some bigger names in the off-season. And I think that the Carlton as an organisation thought that things were going to click a lot earlier. And this is all in the power of hindsight now. I've no doubt they would have looked at clubs like Richmond, who had an external review at the end of 2016 with Hardwick, who decided to keep all his assistants. And they obviously went on to win three out of four grand premierships. And we've seen other clubs conduct reviews. Collingwood, another team that did, and things stayed, you know, pretty much in a similar point of view, and they went on to play in a grand final. So do you think Carlton might have been influenced by those two clubs that did go on to great success without changing too much after the review?
They may well have been, but, I mean, I'll still put it to you that we have people at the club, employed at the club or volunteering at the club, who should be doing these reviews regularly anyway. End of season, you conduct a thorough review, but it's an internal review. I'm sure that's part of Brad Lloyd's PD. I'm sure it's part of Chris Judd's PD as the director of football. I'm sure it's part of the whole Carlton board in particular to be reviewing this and monitoring as we go.
So, obviously, if they've conducted an internal review at the end of last year, they've either decided that there's not much that needs to change or they've been negligent in their duties of the review.
And, look, they may have done it, but it obviously wasn't significant enough and it wasn't reported to the members or the supporters, and it affected no change if they actually did because the same issues are still there. And that's where it comes to this review. And I look at it going, an internal review now or an external review. There are pros and cons of both, and there are different ways of looking at it. You could be a cynic and look at an external review and say, the board's brought that in, one part to potentially protect themselves, and the second part of that is they don't have to deliver the news. They wash their hands of having to make tough decisions, and that's their role as a board. On the other hand, you can say, well, an external review, you're going to get independent people coming in, and it's going to be far more objective. Two lines of thought. I don't know which one's better, but it does, to me, feel a little bit like the board is absolving itself of some responsibility and some of their obligations. And I'm particularly fascinated by the fact that this review is focusing on the football department and it's not a whole of club review. And in light of the fact that these appointments are made, the coaching appointments, contract extensions, they're made, they're signed off by the board. The board ratifies this. Big decisions the board has to ratify. This is the same board that's been in charge of making these decisions and are now in charge of introducing an external, independent external review, but with nothing to do with the way the board has behaved or board decisions. It's a focus and a shift of focus to the football department and solely the football department.
Yeah, well said, well said. And I don't know, it's, as we've seen...
Well, how do you view it? Is it a potential cop-out? Do you feel that at all?
I think it absolutely is. And look, if you go on the flip side, you could also say that internal review, they have a lot more of an idea about what's going on within the club, and external maybe a little bit too black and white and cold, but maybe that's exactly what you need. So, look, I can say there's pros and cons. I think the externals are a much more drastic action for the club. It's obvious that, you know, they've identified that it's the operations of the club and the coaching and everything like that, that is the issue. So that's, so like we've seen, our longest assistant coach, John Barker, has resigned effective immediately as of today. We've got Chris Judd, he's finished at the end of 2021, and we've got our club president, Lagoudache, who's also finishing at the end of 2021, when it's been reported also that he was hoping to stay on. So there's obviously a lot of change.
It's interesting. It's very interesting with the timing of that. Mark Lagoudache, he's staying on until the end of the year, but that's 12 months earlier than what he'd planned to do and communicated before. As you said, Chris Judd, the director of football, has stepped down, you know, effectively, I guess. He's the one that oversees the operations and what this external review will be looking into. So he stepped down and he's gone. Has he left a sinking ship? Has he taken accountability? Has a finger been pointed? It's just strange with the timing of these two. And obviously John Barker, as you said, within 24 hours, I think, of the announcement of this external review, he has resigned. There's, you know, talk that he was hoping to resign at the end of this year and stay out for the year, but is told that it's probably best he leave immediately.
Yeah, and look, there has to be, we don't know what's going to happen going forward, and obviously there's already been big changes at the moment. You obviously need a balance at a football club. You can't sack the entire assistant coach panel and the coach. It's too drastic to do.
But you know what? An external review might lead to these recommendations.
It certainly might, and that's my question. Do you think, you know, when we're talking about, you don't want massive drastic, especially mid-year. So it's important to get that balance, isn't it, at the moment as well? We need to conduct a thorough review, and if changes need to be made, then changes need to be made. But do you think it'll go as far as getting rid of our head coach and all of our assistants?
I don't think you can, but who knows? And again, how much power are we putting in the hands of this external review? It's a nice thing to say to the members. It's a nice way of showing the members you're taking their feedback seriously and you mean business, you mean action. But, you know, recommendations will come. What scope do they have, first of all, as part of this review? And hopefully we'll find this out from the club in the coming days. It is very fresh. But what scope do they have for this review? What happens to the recommendations? Does the club follow through with them? Because you are opening yourselves out. Well, you think you do, but stranger things have happened before. So that's I'd love to know whether they're, you know, giving the keys to whoever's going to conduct this external review and saying, we will implement whatever you decide because we've given you the keys to go and do it. We've given you the authority to review and we won't stand in your way because we want this to be an objective, pragmatic process. Don't know if it always happens that way at football clubs, but in theory, it absolutely should.
And I think there's, you know, there is a lot of football to go. I think, you know, if Carlton get the season, you know, back on some form of track, you know, and by that I mean if they win consecutive games convincingly and start showing things, you know, that will affect certain aspects of the review. But I think as we stand right now, I'd be saying that there's not too many people apart from the incoming president that's really safe at the moment. Even, you know, Brad Lloyd,
yep.
David Teague, as we've said, I mean, he hasn't coached a lot. And like we've said, there've been coaches that have survived these type of reviews and have gone on to do great things. I think we've been calling it for a while that there will be a change up in assistant coaches and maybe bringing in people that have had more success at the higher level. But it's going to be a big change. And yeah, it brings me to another point. I mean, how much do the players have to really cop the brunt of this? This must be embarrassing for Carlton players. They're causing this massive uproar within, you know, the ranks of the club. I mean, they have to take some sort of accountability for how they're playing football. I know the buck stops with the coach, but honestly,
There would be a lot of nervous staff members and a lot of nervous players as it stands now, and there probably should be. Absolutely, there should be. And that's the thing. This review, if it's done properly, will identify a lot of these areas which should be addressed. I hope this review doesn't just and only identify the issues that Carlton supporters have seen for the last 18 months ourselves. It needs to go beyond that for it to truly be effective and for to convince me that it is a proper process, you know, the proper due process has occurred. And we'll see. But yeah, the players have to bear that brunt, and it's going to be very interesting playing out the rest of this season with this hanging over their head. I don't know how long this review is going to take. We've been told it's going to be initiated in a couple of weeks. We're also told that Luke Sayers, the incoming president, has gone about and sat sort of interviews or discussions with players already about their thoughts moving forward. So that's already happened. Say that has already happened. There's got to be some distrust amongst the playing group, the coaching group already. And if this begins in 2 weeks in an official capacity, let's see how long it takes. But it's going to be a very fascinating second half to the year with all of this in the background at best, but hovering over coach and players' heads. And exactly right, where does that leave the players and where does that leave David Teague moving forward? I think it does have an effect on David Teague. I think this is a signal and signs from above that they're not happy with what's happening. Surely, that's quite clear. Therefore, the way you're going about it, we are not happy with. You continue to go that way, you're probably not going to have a job. So I think he's going to be forced by default into having to play kids and not look after himself and give some hope moving forward to the future, because the way he's gone about, the way he's done it, the way the football department have done it to date is unacceptable. And that's what the board's declared by introducing this review.
Yeah, and look, that's what one of the questions I was going to ask you, that the issue with this being the timing of this review is, say we keep Teague in at head coach and we keep in some of the assistants, you know, ultimately it can potentially compromise a lot of things, because will these coaches be coaching purely to win games of football, to get that, you know, to increase the numbers in the win column, or are they, looking at playing and developing our list in playing our youth, in playing all these players that we want to see and develop? So it's a really kind of, it's a tough one. And that's why I think, you know, there's a view from people that if there's going to have to be just, big changes made, it kind of has to be soon, because you're potentially, you know, causing issues if you leave it by the end of the season.
You can make this situation a whole lot worse than what we've been complaining about for the last 18 months. If this Absolutely. Isn't done properly, you can create a cancer within the club. So we pray that there's probably some swift movement, but again, you need time to do it properly. So, and that's where the timing of it's a little odd for us.
Yeah, and look, and we don't profess, we never have to know what's going on, inside the walls of Carlton. But, you know, it'd be interesting to know, you know, who other people have been spoken to, if they have been at all. Like, has there been any, there's been obviously media reports, and there, a lot of them are opinion, and not, like we said in that Carlton tweet, you don't have to absorb all media you read, but there are some coaches that their names are being thrown up. You know, what's been done behind the scenes? Has anything been done behind the scenes? Are there certain things that are going to go forward that we don't know about, that's going to, there's a lot, isn't there?
And the media is going to be salivating over us. We are going to be in the news even more so than we normally tend to be. So,
and we've said, be careful, because there will be a lot of...
joining the dots, guesses put out there as fact. You can easily make up rumours. You can easily join some dots to make something sound reasonable and believable. It doesn't mean it is, and that's what rumours are all about. So it's going to be a challenging time for our supporters to believe, but that's where we need some transparency, some leadership from the club. We need timelines inked out. We need to know who's doing it. We need to know the more information like that is provided, the less questions will come, the less assertions that can be made. So that's going to be very fascinating. And here we are. We sit here on a Tuesday night. We weren't intending to do a podcast. We're doing it. We're going to do a podcast on Saturday. We're going to do a mid-year review, and we're going to explore some of these options a lot more then, and I'm sure this story is going to grow. And within the next few days, we're going to have a whole lot more information and sort of discussion points and some ammunition to go on there. But I think for tonight, Andy,
yep,
that's probably what we're going to do, yeah?
Yeah, I think we'll dissect this a lot more.
We could talk for hours.
We could go on, but we'll do it properly. We'll do a proper mid-season review. And like you said, by the time we do the next podcast, I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot more development from the club.
So. Yeah, and we'll start looking at where we think the club's gone wrong. So we'll give it put a bit more time in some of our research before the podcast, and we'll do our own review. And it'll be fascinating to see how that matches up with any sort of official reporting that comes out at the end of the external report. But we've all got our ideas, but we've got very limited opportunity, in fact none, to get inside the inner workings. These are fan observations. These are stuff that we can see with our own eyes. And like I said before, I really hope this impost of having the review, external review, and the damage it's going to do in the short term really brings about something meaningful and more meaningful than what you or I or most of the Carlton faithful can already see.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Chris, until a bit later this week.
We are the Blue Baggers.
Blue Baggers.